Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hello again, everybody. Now the latest in our series of candidate interviews for the special election to fill the late Frank Lautenberg Senate seat. Today, New Jersey State Assembly Speaker Sheila Oliver. Speaker Oliver has represented New Jersey's 34th Legislative District, which includes her home of East Orange, as well as Montclair, Clifton, Glen Ridge. Since 2004, prior to serving in the Assembly, she was president of the East Orange Board of Education and served on the Essex County Board of Chosen Freeholders. Speaker Oliver, thanks very much for doing this. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
So you were something of a late entry into this race. Everyone kind of knew Mayor Booker and Congressman Pallone and Holt would be running. There had been some rumors that you had your eyes on higher office, but no one really knew if you were running until last Monday, the deadline for filing for potential candidates. Why the late entry in the race, and why do you want to be a U.S. senator?
Well, first of all, I think a late entry into the race, of course, you know, came about by the unfortunate passing of Senator Lautenberg. But I have had interest, of course, in New Jersey in pursuing representation in the Congress because as a woman leading a legislative house in New Jersey, it has been much to the chagrin of women in New Jersey that of 14 members of our congressional delegation, there are no women represented. It has been two centuries in which we have had only two women that New Jersey has sent to the Congress. And as we look at the demographics within our state and within our country, it is imperative that women begin to seek higher office. I would have certainly pursued the congressional seat in the 10th Congressional upon the passing of the late Congressman Don Payne. But I have a close relationship with that family. And when Congressman Payne's son made the decision to follow in his father's footsteps, I pulled away from that. I had always contemplated, though, in 2014, emerging as a Senate candidate. It's just that the governor has thrown us a loop and given us a special election in October of 2013.
So you would have to deal with national and international issues in the Senate that you haven't been confronted with before, like Syria and the NSA phone records program. So I'm just curious if you want to try some of these issues on to side.
Yes.
Do you support President Obama's absolutely. Decision to send arms to the Syrian rebels?
Listen, I have spent a career involved in public policy issues. So I don't think that there is anything that we are dealing with in Washington, D.C., on Capitol Hill that I have not been engaged in. I've spent a lifetime participating in a broad, divergent number of national organizations. I'm an executive board member of the State Legislative Leaders Foundation. And as a legislative leader in New Jersey, there is not one domestic issue that Congress has had to take up that we have not also had to address in our state legislature. I think that foreign affairs, without a doubt, I've stayed very involved and on top of those issues because, as you know, in the United States, from state to state, many of our states have adopted positions as it relates to Iran, as it relates to the Iraq War, as it relates to national security.
So I'm just curious. Senator Menendez was on CNN yesterday calling for F-16 missiles in the region and a U.S.-enforced no-fly zone. He talked about tearing up the Syrian runways. I presume that would mean with bombing. Senator Murphy from Connecticut, not so much. So would you and Senator Menendez be on the same side of this, or haven't you developed a position yet?
I haven't developed a position yet, but let me say this. Having served as a legislative leader for the past 4 years as the Speaker of the New Jersey Assembly in a bicameral government, with a Republican governor and two Democratic members leading the two legislative houses, I have become uniquely, enamored with having to solve problems across ideological differences. And I think that that is a unique position that I bring to the U.S. Senate. I have a great deal of respect for the work that Congressman Pallone has done during his career, as well as Congressman Holt. But I also believe that I bring a unique skill set that either one of them have not experienced. I think I have a handle on the tone and tenor of what New Jersey requires in terms of representation on Capitol Hill. As a state legislative leader, I have been involved with every legislative district, every mayor, every board of local governance, and every stakeholder in the state government. So,
when you talk about working across party lines in Trenton, we had Congressman Pallone on the show last Tuesday, and he was extremely critical of Mayor Booker's close relationship with Governor Christie. The governor has called you, along with State Senate President Steve Sweeney, a friend in the past. Do you return the compliment, or what do you say to the Democratic primary voters about how they should view the relationship with the governor?
Well, first of all, as a legislative leader, I have a constitutional obligation to work with the administration. We don't operate in a vacuum. I do, however, depart vastly from some of the positions that Governor Christie has versus what my ideological beliefs are. I would not define myself as having a, quote, friendship with Governor Christie, but I certainly have an obligation to work with him. You know, one of the contentious issues that I dealt with as a Democratic legislative leader was working with the governor on reforming pensions and benefits in New Jersey. And I don't have to tell you that it was very cantankerous piece of legislation, vehemently opposed by unions in New Jersey, but the reality was you could not ignore the mathematics or the arithmetic. Our pension system in New Jersey was on the brink of collapse, $60 billion unfunded deficit. Our public sector employees have, through the years, always put their contributions into the fund, but local units of government and the state had not. When you talk about do I, have the same ideological positions as the governor, I do not. I don't bomb blast the teachers union, bomb blast the public employees union, have a great deal of respect. But I think I came to the table to work with the governor because, as I described to public employees, a day would have come when there would be no check in the mailbox for a retiree.
New Jersey Assembly Speaker Sheila Oliver, now running in the Democratic primary for the Senate seat, left open by the death of Senator Frank Lautenberg. Let me ask you a politics question. An article in the Star Ledger last week said your candidacy was confounding some Democrats because you were an untested fundraiser is one reason. And Cory Booker has a commanding lead in the first statewide polls. He's currently around 50%, and the rest of you are splitting the rest. And there's been some speculation that one of the reasons you entered the race was to kind of apply the brakes to his apparent march to inevitability, because Congressman Pallone and Holt are popular in their home districts. There's this idea that you stand to siphon away the most votes from Mayor Booker. You're both from Essex County. You're both known well in North Jersey Democratic circles. You're both African American. Do you want to comment on the speculation surrounding your motivation and Mayor Booker?
Yes, Brian. I think the speculation is absurd. I think it is absurd. Mayor Booker has developed a national profile. He has done so through his relationships with very highly visible members, you know, of our society from one end of the country to the other. You know, his popularity, his prolific ability to have created relationships with philanthropists in this country, without doubt, have brought some tremendous benefits to the city. I did not enter this race in to impede his, quote, growth or future. I told you that I am very adamant about women having the opportunity to be represented in the New Jersey congressional delegation. Mayor Booker, I think, while his focus has been solely either on the city of Newark or his national interests, I think that our skill sets are uniquely different. The mayor has not had to deal with the broad, wide-ranging, divergent issues that I have been engaged with in the state legislature for the past year. I think that my my legislative experience is vastly broader than that of Mayor Booker's. Now, Mayor Booker is an extremely talented person. I respect the fact that he brings a quality educational background, but I also believe I bring to the table the ability to be a generalist in terms of problem solving and the ability to focus on issues that aren't being dealt with in the Congress.
What would your priority?
I don't think becoming a senator is about being in a popularity contest.
What would you
it is about? Yes, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Do you want to finish that thought?
Yes, I wanted to say that I think the citizens of New Jersey are best looking for someone to articulate and to represent their interests in on Capitol Hill. You know that we are still dealing with massive rebuilding of parts of New Jersey. And while we are very pleased that our congressional representatives were able to work with the president in getting FEMA appropriation along with the governor, rebuilding in New Jersey is going to be a long-term process. And I have had a great deal of experience in dealing with the 4 to 5 affected counties. As a U.S. senator, that's going to need to be a priority. I'm looking at the long term in how New Jersey has to rebuild its infrastructure.
In addition to Sandy rebuilding, can you give us one other thing that would be a major priority of yours in the Senate? Is it something that would relate to what you brought up a couple of times, you being the first woman senator from New Jersey if you're elected, or what committees would you hope to join?
I am extremely interested in job creation and the changing nature of the economies across the state. If you look at New Jersey, for instance, and we are not an anomaly, you can go all around the country, there are aging, older, industrial-based communities. There are aging suburbs across the country. And the way in which those economies have to be transformed in order to stabilize and to create economic opportunity, future housing development. I think for many years we focused solely on urban redevelopment, which we still need. But when I look at, for instance, take the state of Michigan, which always relied on the auto industry as its economic backbone, that's not going to be the future for the state of Michigan. So we have to begin to examine, commit, and invest in what are going to be the emerging industries in this country that are going to create jobs, sustain local economies, and improve quality of life. Tied to that is figuring out how we are going to resuscitate access to higher education for young people in this country and affordability. We are out competed with in terms of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And we now, for those kinds of high-tech industries, biotech that are emerging in our country, we often have to rely on those that have expertise who come from other places in the world. So as a U.S. senator, I would be extremely involved in educational issues, financing, access to education for students in this country, and growing, expanding, and redefining America's economy.
All right. We're just about out of time. 30 seconds. Open mic. Anything you want to say to the Democratic primary voters of New Jersey? Why vote for you on August 13th?
I think that it is time, with 40% of the households in this country being headed by women, when we are still battling from state to state for gender equality, for equal pay, for equal work, legislatures continuing to reject Lilly Ledbetter-like legislation. I think that we made great progress last year in sending more women to the U.S. Senate, and I think it's time for the state of New Jersey to send a woman to the U.S. Senate.
New Jersey Assembly Speaker Sheila Oliver in that race. Thank you so much for coming on with us. I really, really appreciate it. We'll keep talking.
Thanks. Thanks, Brian. Take care.
And that concludes our first round with all the New Jersey Democratic primary candidates for that Senate seat. If you want to go back and listen to our interviews with Rush Holt or Frank Pallone or Cory Booker, they're all on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show, and we'll finish up the Republican side tomorrow with candidate Dr. Alita Eck. Brian Lehr on WNYC. Coming up next, we will help Brooklyn College professor Philip Napoli build an oral history archive for Vietnam veterans. If you served in Vietnam, we will ask you to call in and talk about how people treated you after you returned from the war. We'll hear a clip from the archive and talk to Professor Napoli and take your calls if you're a Vietnam vet about how people treated you after you returned from that war and what lessons you think that should hold for Iraq and Afghanistan vets. 212-433-WNYC, Vietnam vets, if you want to participate in that, 212-433-9692. And we'll take those calls and talk to Professor Napoli right after this.